ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. So we're reading from the first canto entitled Creation, chapter number 13, Dhritarashtra quits home, text number 9. Kaya vrutya vartitam vash charadbhihi kshiti మండలం తీర్థాని క్షేత్ర ముఖ్యాని సేవితానిథ సేవితానిహ భూతలే. కయా వృత్యా వర్తితం వశ చరద్భీక్షితిమండలం తీర్థాని క్షేత్రముఖ్యాని సేవితానిహ భూతలే. కయా వృత్యా వర్తితం వశ చరద్భీక్షితిమండలం తీర్థాని క్షేత్రముఖ్యాని సేవితానిహ భూతలే. కయా వృత్యా వర్తితం వశ చరద్భీక్షితిమండలం తీర్థాని క్షేత్రముఖ్యాని సేవితానిహ భూతలే. శరద్భీక్షితిమండలం భూతలేవర్తితం వశ తీర్థాని క్షేత్ర వృత్తాని నియమిత భూతలే. కయా వృత్యా వర్తితం వశ చరద్భీక్షితిమండలం తీర్థాని క్షేత్రముఖ్యాని సేవితానిహ భూతలే. కయా వృత్యా వర్తితం వశ వీక్షితి మండలం తీర్థాని క్షేత్ర ముఖ్యాని సేవితాని హ భూతలే కయా బై విచ్ వృత్త్యా మీన్స్ వర్తితం మెయింటైన్డ్ యువర్ లైవ్లీహుడ్ వహ యువర్ గుడ్ సెల్ఫ్ చరత్ భీ వైల్ ట్రావెలింగ్ క్షితిమండలం ఆన్ ద సర్ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్ తీర్థాని ప్లేసెస్ ఆఫ్ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ క్షేత్ర ముఖ్యాని ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ హోలీ ప్లేసెస్ సేవితాని సర్వ్డ్ బై యూ ఇహ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ భూతలే ఆన్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్ Translation and prepared by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The translation. While traveling on the surface of the earth, how did you maintain your livelihood? At which holy places and pilgrimage sites did you render service? Purport. Vidura went out from the palace to detach himself from household affairs, especially political intrigues. As referred to herein before, he was practically insulted by Duryodhana's calling him a son of a Shudrani. Although it was not out of place to talk loosely in the case of one's grandmother, Vidura's mother, although a Shudrani, was the grandmother of Duryodhana. And funny talks are sometimes allowed between grandmother and grandchildren. But because the remark was an actual fact, it was unpalatable talk to Vidura. And it was accepted as a direct insult. He therefore decided to quit his paternal house and prepare for the renounced order of life. This preparatory stage is called Vanaprastha Ashram or retired life for traveling and visiting the holy places on the surface of the earth. In the holy places of India like Vrindavan, Haridwar, Jagannath Puri and Prayag, there are many great devotees and there are still free kitchen houses for persons who desire to advance spiritually. Yeah. Maharaj Yudhishthir was inquisitive to learn whether Vidura maintained himself by the mercy of the free kitchen houses or chhatras. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So I'll just read the words in translation. Kaya vritya vartitam vartitam vash చరద్ భీక్షితి మండలం తీర్థాని క్షేత్ర ముఖ్యాన్ని సేవితాని భూతలే. మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ విదుర, హూ జస్ట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ డిఫరెంట్ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ సైట్స్, హీ వాజ్ ఆన్ అ టూర్ నౌ వెల్కమింగ్, వెన్ హీ కేమ్ బ్యాక్ మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ ఇస్ బీంగ్ ఇన్క్విజిటివ్ అండ్ ఆస్కింగ్, వైల్ ట్రావెలింగ్ ఆన్ ద సర్ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్ How did you maintain your livelihood? At which holy places and pilgrimage sites did you render service? So this in itself tells how their consciousness is. When the devotees of Krishna come together, they talk about Krishna. Their talks are not mundane. So it is said that when people of the consciousness or mentality of Shudra, they come together, they talk about very gross mundane subject matter. Like if somebody has come from a tour and Shudras gather, they would discuss about the affairs of opposite sex. You know, that's the level of consciousness that they want to talk about. What type of women you saw in different places. And this we see in even today's world. It's not very, you know, foreign concept. We see that when many people gather, they like to indulge in a type of talk. So Shudras would like to talk about grossly mundane subject matter. The people of the Vaishya mentality, they would like to talk about business. What type of business can be done in different places? What did you see that you attract, that got attracted by your business mentality? What can we start so that we can earn money? Money, 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 money is honey for Vaishya class of people. They're business minded. When the people of Kshatriya mentality, they come together, they would talk about political affairs of different areas. What's happening in that particular kingdom? Who is the king? How is the king? And how he is maintaining? Is there a chance we can capture his kingdom? Is there some loophole that you found in his way of, you know, administration? That is the type of talk that will be entertained by the class of Kshatriya mentality, like martial or people who are political. When Brahmanas come together, they would like to discuss about various topics about Shastras, or they would like to indulge in different topics that are based on the mode of goodness. What type of Arthashastra or Niti, what type of morality you saw? Is the people in different places that you visited, are they moral or the morality is going down? And how this world is created? How the external energy, internal energy, you know, how Krishna's Maya Shakti, the external part of his energy, how it is working, keeping everyone in the material world. So these are the talks of Brahman class. They would like to talk about knowledge from various scriptures. And better than Brahmanas, actually Vaishnavas, who are considered completely out of Varnashram system, they are considered even better than Brahmanas. Like one time, Srila Prabhupada, he was giving a class and the mic was not working. The mic, the stand was not working properly, so the mic was falling. So Prabhupada tried to adjust the stand and he tightened the screw and he tried to keep it intact. But then the mic was falling again. So that time Srila Prabhupada, he asked one of the persons who was sitting in the front row to take off his Brahman thread. And he's asked to tie the mic. Use the Brahman thread to tie the mic so that the mic will be in its proper place so that he can speak about Krishna and ultimately Krishna will be glorified. So if someone only hears that Prabhupada used Brahman thread, which is so sacred, for tying a mic, people of Brahman nature, those who are only Brahmanical, who do not have the higher knowledge of Vaishnavism, those who cannot see the things in its truest sense, what is the real identity of everything should be kept in the service of Krishna, those people will feel so offended that how could he do that? Brahman thread is so sacred, how could he use it for, you know, keeping the mic together? But who is very advanced soul, who is Vaishnava, can understand that ultimately Brahmanical thread, Brahmanical life itself is supposed to be kept, so used for the worship of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. So Srila Prabhupada was using the Brahman thread, which is ultimately to be used in the service of Lord Krishna. That's why Vaishnavas are even better than Brahmanas. They are better than all the different classes of people who are in Varnashram. So these people, they are gathered when Vidura has come back from visiting all the pilgrimage sites. So Maharaj Yudhishthir, who is also a great devotee of Krishna, now he is inquiring, what did you see? What different pilgrimage sites? So tell me about those holy places. Because ultimately, Krishna's direct form, his personality, his devotees, his dham, they are all non-different. Krishna's glorification, direct glorification, and the glorification of Krishna's devotees, the glorification of his pilgrimage sites, like holy places, it's on the same platform. So Maharaj Yudhishthira is inquiring from Vidura, that what did you actually see? In a way, he is saying that, please tell us about Krishna. Tell us about the holy places. Purify us, whatever you have been blessed with in your pilgrimage visits. So you also bless us, give us that prasad. So real prasad is hearing from the lotus mouth of the devotee who has love for Krishna. That is the real prasad. So Maharaj Yudhishthira is being inquisitive. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions, Vidura went out from the palace to detach himself from household affairs, especially political intrigues. Now, Vidura, as we know the background, he is incarnation of Yamaraj. In the first verse of the same chapter in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions how Manduk Rishi was by mistake captured by the state police. Because in the hermitage of Manduk Rishi, there were some thieves who were hiding. And this happens even today. Like if you are aware of the recent news, this happens even today's world. People who have done many sinful activities, sometimes the murderers, rogues, they want to take shelter. Ultimately they think that, let me go and hide at a pilgrimage site or some holy place so that I won't be detected. So sometimes in India, after committing crimes, sometimes people actually change, or sometimes they want to just pretend that I have changed. And sometimes they take shelter. Like recently there were some incidents, some people were captured from Vrindavan who had some criminal history. In Krishna's eyes, such a person, if he has actually changed, in Krishna's eyes he is fine. But the state police, you know, the law enforcement system, you can tell the police, you can tell the court judge that there is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, apichet sudhuracharo bhajate maam ananya bhak sadhureva samantavya samyak avasito hisa. Krishna accepts whoever surrenders completely, one who has understood that Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. Even if he may have some sinful background, Krishna is ready to accept them. But sometimes the police and the law enforcement, they won't forgive. So, the same happened with Manduka Rishi. The police captured everyone, including Manduk Rishi. And they took them in front of a magistrate who gave them death penalty. So Manduk Rishi was supposed to be pierced with a lance. That is very painful. And such a death was given, and about when he was about to be killed in that fashion by being pierced with a lance, the king got to know that there is a rishi. So ultimately the king was very advanced, elevated. He knew, you know, the verses from Bhagavad Gita. He knew that even if he may have some background, but if he is a rishi, let me at least see what's the real scenario. So the king cancelled the punishment. And then king also begged forgiveness. But the rishi was very offended. Manduka Rishi, he was thinking that in my life I have not committed any crime, any sinful act. So why was I treated like this? So sometimes too much knowledge is also harmful. Or sometimes you may know a lot of things. So he knew that there is a law of karma, there is everything is happening under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. But why I was treated like this? I have not committed a single sin in my life. So that was his confidence. So he went to Yamaraj and he asked, why was I treated like that? Then Yamraj had to go to his records and find out. So he told that when you were a kid, when you were very small, that time you had pierced an ant with a straw. And so you had to go through some reaction. To that, this Manduk Rishi got very offended. He said, that was very childish, innocent act. And that time I was not aware of anything. So how could you punish a child's innocence like that? So I curse you that you, Yamraj, you have to take a birth as a Shudra. So Yamraj accepted that curse and he took birth in the form of Vidura. And he is actually son of a maidservant of Ambika. And from Ambika, Pandu was born. From Ambalika, Dhritarashtra was born. And the maidservant, who was Shudrani, she gave birth to Vidura. And the father is Vyasadeva. So this happened with a process called Niyog. Now, these three children, they're being raised very properly under the care and guidance of Bhishma Dev. And they were going to the school of Vyasadeva. They were also being trained by Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva had so many different varieties of disciples. Right? There was also Sanjay, who also was very advanced. All these great people are studying under Vyasadeva, who is literary incarnation of Krishna. But we see how they turned out later on. Like Dhritarashtra, he did so many nefarious acts. He tried to, intrigue against Pandavas, tried to kill them. And being attached to his demoniac son, Duryodhan, he was behaving whimsically and trying to kill Pandavas or somehow take their kingdom. The kingdom was supposed to be theirs, but he was somehow politically trying to take the kingdom. Like in the previous purport, we saw how Vidura saved Pandavas. So Duryodhana, his father Dhritarashtra, so Dhritarashtra, Vidur and Pandu and Sanjay and so many, all these people went to same guru, Vyasadeva. But then Dhritarashtra turned out to be very demoniac because he couldn't take the knowledge properly. So guru is giving the knowledge to everyone equally, but sometimes if a person is not completely surrendered, if you want to hold on to your conditionings, if you want to hold on to your so-called material attachments, if you don't want to let go of your ignorance, then for such a ignorant and foolish disciple, the guru cannot do so much. And that is the example. Even Roma Harshan Suta, he also was in the same batch. They all are learning from Vyasadeva. And Dhritarashtra, Romaharshan, they are also getting the same studies, same homework. But how much of that homework was actually copied, and so that you will come to know how Dhritarashtra behaved in the future. But the point is, they were all getting the same knowledge from the same great authority. But being attached to Duryodhan, Dhritarashtra turned out to be really, he also got affected by the demoniac mentality. And then Vidura, being the incarnation of Yamaraj, Vidura is very, very glorified. Even in the previous purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions Vidura as a Mahatma. Mahatma is a very great term, like Mahan Atma, great soul. Vidura has been described like that by Srila Prabhupada or even by Vyasadeva because he was not only a great devotee of Krishna. He was also a very learned scholar. And not only that, even after being a learned scholar, the knowledge has to be transferred into practical reality in the implementation. And he was expert in that. He was expert in giving guidance to everyone. Especially he was attached to his brothers, Dhritarashtra and Pandu. He was so much attached. And he, even after, you know, being a son of Shudrani, sometimes he was insulted. But still, he was constantly supporting his brothers. You know, even after he was not directly included in the administration because he was not a Kshatriya by birth, still, he himself, he gave complete cooperation, complete support to his brothers. So he became the, you know, very prominent minister of Dhritarashtra. So he was always giving the good guidance and he was telling to Dhritarashtra what should be done, what should not be done. What is the right activity and what is the wrong activity? Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat Shastra Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyavasthita. The authority is the scriptures. And any act that is performed according to the scriptural injunction, that is the real karma. That is the activity to be performed, karya. And there is a karya, or the activity that is prohibited, that leads to sinful life, that ultimately leads to more bondage in the material life, that leads to the cycle of birth and death, that forces a living entity to enter a womb of a mother again and again and again and go through the cycle of birth and death. Such activities have to be avoided. And how to understand which activity is right and which activity to be avoided, Krishna mentions, Karya Karya Vyavasthito Tasmat Shastra Pramanamte. So the scriptures are so important. Reading scriptures. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he spent so many, you know, sleepless nights just to translate these books. Srila Prabhupada actually gave the utmost importance to his books. It is said that Srila Prabhupada, he was at the age of 70 plus. At that age, sleep is so much important to that body. If somebody is so much advanced in age, sleep is very important. But Srila Prabhupada sacrificed that most important aspect of his health, of his life, the sleep that was so much important for his body that time, just to write these books. To hundreds of devotees who were privileged to directly associate Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada gave them association instructions in the daytime. And to all the millions of generations for all time to come, Prabhupada gave his association in his nighttime by writing all these beautiful purports, all beautiful books. Srila Prabhupada gave his association to people whom he never met by writing all these purports. So that's why these books are very important. First, reading them is the most important. Studying them. Srila Prabhupada actually mentioned to many of his disciples, you should study my books. He did not use the word read. Prabhupada wanted to, you know, his disciples, grand disciples, followers, to study them very scrutinizingly. So Srila Prabhupada would always encourage, you study the books. And that's why he was always happy when these books were distributed. So Srila Prabhupada's, this is like Srila Prabhupada's blessing hand. All his books are his, you know, he is still, even today, he is preaching in the form of his books. So when we go out and when we give these books to less privileged people, the people who have not yet heard about Srila Prabhupada, it's like extending Srila Prabhupada's blessing hand to all those people. It's to give them Srila Prabhupada's mercy and association that we are also getting. So that's why it's very important. So Vidura was well learned. That was his very important characteristic. And then he was not only learned, he also implemented the knowledge. And he gave the right instructions. The time when Duryodhan insulted Vidura, that was the time when actually Krishna came in Hastinapur as a messenger from Pandava side for making peace so that this war can be avoided. That time when Krishna was about to come, all the Kauravas, you know, they came together and they thought, these Pandavas right now, they are completely bankrupt. They have no property. They have right now no authority whatsoever. They have just finished their 12 years of exile and 1 year of incognito, and they don't have any support. Only support that Pandavas have is Krishna. Now that same Krishna is coming to Hastinapur. Now it's our chance to somehow make Krishna on our side. So let's please Krishna. Let's give him a lot of facilities. Let's please him by giving a lot of gifts. Or let's give him some fake respect, you know. Let's butter him. So that's what they decided. So that's why when Krishna came, you know, Duryodhan invited him. My dear brother, come. I have so much to tell you. Please come and stay with me in my residence. Come, I want to treat you with so many gifts. I have so many things waiting for you. Just come with me. But Krishna did not accept that request from Duryodhan. He did not accept the royal treatment. You know, the 5-star hotel that was waiting for Krishna that time. He did not want to go and accept Duryodhana's service. When Duryodhan asked, Krishna, why are you not accepting to stay with me or eat in my home? Why? That time Krishna mentions, it's a very famous verse in Mahabharata. Dvishadannam na bhoktavyam dvishantam naiva bhojayet. Pandavan dvishase rajan mama pranahi pandavaha. So Krishna mentions, it is not recommended that you eat with the people who have hatred for you. Nor it is recommended that you feed a person for whom you have hatred. So Krishna is hinting that even though you are behaving very beautifully on external side, internally you have so much hatred for me. So I'm not going to accept anything that you have to give me. Because Krishna is bhavagrahi janardana. He doesn't care about what you are giving him. He doesn't really care if somebody has brought, you know, chappanna bhog, 56 different preparations on the plate. You know, gold plate with so many beautiful preparations. And on the other hand, there may be a very simple person who is bringing just a little bit of water, a leaf, a flower, or a fruit. Krishna is definitely going to accept that humble offering, and he is not going to accept that big plate of prasad if it is not offered with love, because Krishna is only interested in the love in which it is offered. So that's why Krishna says that it is ideally not recommended that I should eat with you. Rather, you also have hatred for Pandavas, and Pandavas, they are my prana. Mama prana hi pandavaha. Krishna mentions that they are my life and soul, and you have hatred for my devotees, so I cannot take what you have to offer. So, it is very beautiful that Krishna is openly telling everyone his love for Pandavas. It is one thing to glorify a person on his face, but when that person is not present, and still, if someone glorifies that person, that has to be a very real, true love. So that's why Krishna decides, rather than taking the royal treatment from Duryodhana, I would rather go to Vidura's home. So Vidura even he was respected, but socially he was still son of a maid servant. But still Krishna went to his home. He accepted what Vidura had to offer. And that time, Krishna innocently mentions, "I don't see any sweet preparations for me, mother." So Vidura's wife, she got bewildered. "We didn't make any sweet for the Lord." Krishna loves sandesh and all different types of sweets, and we didn't make. So she actually says that with the war coming right now, so many people will be killed and there is no happiness. So that's why I didn't prepare any sweet. But that time Vidura chastised his wife and he said, "At least bring some fruits, bring some bananas." So they had bananas. So while looking at Krishna taking prasad, their heart was filled with love, parental affection for Lord Krishna, feeding him with his own hands. You know, Vidura and his wife, by mistake, they were peeling the bananas, throwing the banana away, and actually by mistake they were giving the leftover, the covering of banana. And Krishna was still accepting because he is also in love. They both were having so much love and affection for each other that Krishna didn't care that by mistake they are giving me the covering of banana. So Krishna and Vidura, they share a beautiful relationship because Vidura is a great devotee. He is Yamraj. He is one of the 12 Mahajans. And such a person, when Krishna left, this peace strategy did not work out. And then finally it was decided that it has to be the war. That's the only solution. And Duryodhan was completely maddened. He was thinking that I have Bhishma, I have Dronacharya, I have Kripacharya fighting for me, I have Karna, I have Ashwatthama. And what these Pandavas have is only Krishna, and who is completely useless because he is not going to lift any weapon. So what is he gonna do? The Pandavas are completely helpless. My victory is guaranteed. That's what Duryodhana was thinking. He was completely maddened. And that moment, Vidura was giving good instruction to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. He was telling that these Pandavas right now appear to have nothing. They have no support. Even Krishna has decided he is not going to actually fight. Balram has already left. Externally it appears they don't have anything, but they are devotees of Krishna. They are on the path of religion, so they are going to be victorious. And if you do not somehow avoid this war, then entire dynasty, Kuru dynasty, will be annihilated. When Duryodhan was hearing this, he was getting very disturbed. And he was not liking what Vidura was saying. So that's why he gave these words to Vidura that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport. He called him that, "I don't need to listen from the son of a Shudrani." And sometimes the loose talk is allowed between grandmother, grandchildren. But this remark being the truth, and truth sometimes hurts the most. So Vidura felt, it's my time that I retire. I don't want to take part in the war, nor do I want to continue my political career. Rather, he decided to take Vanaprastha ashram. And he left. So it is said in Vidura's own words, when he was instructing to Dhritarashtra, "Yo svakat parotova iha jata nirveda atmavan ridhi kritva harim gehat pravrajetsa narottama." Vidura mentions to Dhritarashtra, who is the greatest among all humans? Narottama. Who is the real Narottama? So he mentions the person who understands the complexity of this world and he develops detachment. Either by himself or being instructed by someone else, somehow one must develop detachment from this material world. And such a person, tightly holding Lord Shri Hari in his heart, leaves the home for the betterment of the world. Ridhikritva Harim Gihad Pravrajet Sa Narottama. That person is called Narottam. So that is for Vanaprastha Ashram, the people who travel and preach the message of Lord Shri Krishna. Even Srila Prabhupada did the same. He took Vanaprastha, he took sannyas. So that is the process by which one is supposed to lead the life and ultimately develop detachment and develop extreme attachment for the instruction of one's guru, sadhu and shastra. So for us, we have to develop detachment from so-called material activities, and at least internally we have to develop extreme attachment, affinity for the instructions of Guru, for the instructions of Srila Prabhupada from his books, and for the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any question? Come on. This. In this world, hatred is naturally developed for the person who is on the path of religion. The people who have demoniac mentality, they have natural hatred for the devotees of Krishna and for Krishna. The hatred actually is coming from envy. Envy is the root, and then from that root comes hatred and anger and so many different vices. So it is described that the envy that a living entity has for God, that translates into the hatred for God and his devotees. So ultimately Duryodhan, he had hatred for Krishna just because Krishna was favoring Pandavas. And Duryodhan, he wanted to wipe out Pandavas. Like in the very childhood, we know how Duryodhan tried to poison Bhima. And they were just kids learning in the school. That time itself, he was so much having that hatred for Bhima and all the Pandavas. So Krishna always favors his devotees. Krishna is completely partial. He is impartially partial to devotees. Ultimately, he is partial to devotees. So Krishna cannot give away giving protection. Krishna cannot run away from giving protection to his devotees. So that's why Krishna has to take side of his devotees. And that's why Duryodhan, he was always envious. Why Krishna is always favoring the Pandavas? But he was not able to understand that the reason why Krishna is favoring Pandavas is their righteousness. The Pandavas are so righteous and he was so crooked. So he couldn't understand that I have so many faults. He never saw within himself, he never peeped into his own heart, which had so much of hatred. Somehow he couldn't see that. Rather, he decided to find faults on, you know, from all the different people. He insulted practically everyone. Bhishma Dev, he insulted. He had a list of people to be insulted. He literally insulted everyone. And because of that, ultimately, he met his destruction. Bhrugupati Bhagavan. Yes, the mic.
Sort of stood by and didn't do anything, or is there any mention of any explanation that you're aware of?
see, these all...
It sounds like they all lived in quite close quarters there, you know. It's
And actually, Bhishma Dev is considered a Mahajan because of his tolerance. He tolerated so much, and somehow he was made to live that difficult life by Krishna. And internally, he was always surrendered to Krishna. There are many, many occasions when Bhishma Dev, externally, he had to support Kauravas, Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan. But internally, he was always praying to Krishna. And he behaved the way he behaved because of his promise, the vow that he took. And in those days, the vow or your word was your signature. Like, that's who you are. If you cannot keep your word, then you will be completely, you know, humiliated. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions this. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions, the first thing is one has to be a gentleman. Devotee, being a Vaishnava, being a great Vaishnava, that is much, much further. First, one has to be a gentleman. So, you are speaking, you are giving assurance to someone. Your words, your promise, that has to be taken very seriously by you. So, that's why Bhishma, the name itself tells that he was great because of his vows that he took. So, the vows, ultimately, he bound himself to adharma because of the vows. So, in that regards, what we should learn is, one should not take vows unless one talks to senior devotees, one takes some guidance. One shouldn't take vows just like that. Sometimes people come and in front of the deities, they pray something that, please solve my problem and I will do this. And they forget. But Krishna doesn't forget. Somehow Krishna remembers everything. So one shouldn't take vows or promises. One shouldn't give promises unless one is completely sure and one has taken guidance from senior devotees or guru. One should consult senior devotees. So that's very important, because that's your integrity. If you're not keeping your word, your integrity is in problem, is in question. Then how will you become a devotee? Being a devotee is much farther. First thing is integrity, your honesty. Being a proper gentleman, that's more important. So what? Yes, bro. Last comment and we'll stop.
Prabhu, you were mentioned in the beautiful incident of Krishna and Vidura, by Krishna not accepting food from those who had hatred of his friends. So we know that in the Varalu Kurukshetra, sometimes they will go to the enemy's camp and act friendly. And, and you know, it appears that nothing was wrong, right? So then also the incident when Krishna and Bhima and Arjuna went to see Jarasandha. They spent like 40-something days, and they had to eat there, and there was some enmity there. So can you explain about, you know, not eating? Because it was mentioned about you cannot eat in somebody's place.
Yeah. Like, those were very strong Kshatriyas. Their bodies were very powerful, and they would eat fruits from the trees, and they would accept food from all the people who have devotee mentality, who have devotion from Krishna. Naturally, you know, Krishna's pastimes are arranged by Yogamaya, and she arranges Krishna's prasad. So, Krishna doesn't have to worry. We don't have to worry. Yogamaya, the internal energy of Krishna, she arranges Krishna's prasadam. Wherever Krishna will eat, everything is already scheduled. And Krishna takes prasad from... Krishna accepts food and all the different offerings from the people who have little bit of devotion. Without devotion, Krishna has no reason to accept anything from anyone. So, yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.